This is North Shore Today for Friday. I'm Bill Newell along with Rick Moore, and welcome to the program. In this program, we'll talk about some of the news stories of the day and tell you what's ahead this weekend, and basically just get you caught up on some of the things happening around the North Shore. And it turns out that this looks like a spectacular Friday. I just get the feeling, Rick, that we are going to get clobbered again this winter. I mean, if you thought we had snow last year or bad weather, my gosh, something's got to catch up with us here, right?
No. I can guarantee you, well, I'll put that in quotes, right, that it's not going to happen. And here's the reason. We bought a generator. So we got a generator, had the whole house rewired, got everything ready to go. I've got all the stuff necessary to get this thing going. So I am ready for winter. I'm ready for storms, which means it ain't going to happen. That's okay. But I watched Channel 5 News the other night, and Harvey said that in the last 10 years, every time we get an abnormally warm November, we've had unusually low snow totals. So, and he said, you know, that obviously that's not a trend. It's only a 10-year study. But still, optimistically, I think that, you know, I don't think we can have another winter like we did last year. But I hope it stays cold up country so we can get up there skiing.
I know. We actually, I think, last winter, we did not really get much snow until, like, the middle of January or the end of January. And then, boom, all of it came storm after storm after storm. But I do remember telling somebody, and my wife has heard this, so she knows I did say it. I said, like, in January, I said, you know, I think we're going to get clobbered. You know what I mean? Because, you know, this was just, it was just too mild. It was just too unusual. And sure enough, things did flip on us. And we'll see.
It's going to be great. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, yeah, we're going back and forth here. But my experience is that the big snow months, or where you can get the bigger snowstorms, is like maybe sometime in December. And then again in February. So we'll see what happens and see if this changes and something happens maybe in December this year. And a little mix up, but then maybe Harvey's right. We don't get all that much overall as the whole winter, you know, gets totaled up.
Well, no snow tonight, Bill. Going to be great for people to get out at the football games. And if you can't get in over at Peabody or Marblehead, we'll have reports from Marblehead, and we're going to have the live video streaming from Peabody, and I got to remind everybody, it's Everett at Peabody, and I'm excited about this, Bill, because the last time we did an Everett game, I think they played Lynn Classical in a preliminary playoff game or a playoff game. It might have been Lynn English, and it wasn't even a contest at that time. So hopefully tonight this will be a really good game, and needless to say, we have to pull for our Northeastern Conference teams, and hopefully Peabody can come out of this one with the win.
And of course, Everett, it appears, will not have Marvin Svedna playing for them, as he was the player that did some damage against St. John's Prep last weekend, and then he was involved with that stabbing incident where apparently he was with a group of, I guess, fellow teammates, came to help somebody in Everett, and then things turned a little bit ugly, and he got stabbed and was in the hospital this week. So I don't know if he's still in the hospital or not, but they clearly would not have him available for this game tonight in Peabody. But we're ready to go, and it should be a good one tonight at 7 o'clock with live streaming video. We'll talk about some other football maybe just a little bit later on in this program here. Rick, around the area is still getting settling down after the elections, and I guess things have calmed down after that. And so it's, I guess, Friday, looking forward to the weekend. I'm not sure what's up this weekend in a number of different areas, but, you know, the activities planned for outdoor weekends, I think, kind of have subsided. You know, there just aren't a lot of things on the schedule because normally this time of year is not that great, or it's getting colder. But obviously today and this weekend look to be, again, great weekends to at least get outside.
Yeah, get that yard cleaned up, get it ready for winter. I want to mention, too, Bill, that Josh Arnold's Trending Now will be on at 10 o'clock on Friday morning, and then we'll have it, of course, you know, on demand after that. But one of Josh's guests, he's got four guests lined up. One is a Rotary guest, a man he's had on several times on his old Rotary show. And I can't remember the other two, but there's also a gentleman that Josh will have on this morning that will be talking about getting so-called care packages to the troops before Christmas, troops overseas. He's organizing some kind of, you know, a package campaign where you send things that guys might not ordinarily, and women might not ordinarily have over there with the armed forces that would be coming from home. So that should be interesting, and things that we can do to help out, you know, the armed forces overseas.
Yeah.
So that's 10 o'clock, and it'll be on demand after that. And a couple of quick tidbits, Bill, from the Times, if that's okay?
Yeah. Sure, certainly it's okay with me.
Well, okay. All right. Well, I got to get
Let's
your
take
approval.
Maybe we should take a vote with the other folks. Yeah, they're good with it. Go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I don't see Kearns around anywhere. Couple of things. One is that Gloucester High School, I didn't know this, even though I've seen it probably 10,000 times or more, they have a Civil War military coat on display in a case at the high school. I didn't know what it was. I mean, I just assumed. But it's this raggedy, tattered old thing that really looks a mess. And there's an article by Ray Lamont that says that there is a campaign now to restore it, and it's going to cost $3,800 to restore this Civil War coat. So that is one of the items that's on tap in Gloucester for a little bit of a fundraiser. And I guess it has to do with the Committee for the Arts. There's a salute to Cape Ann's World War II veterans in Gloucester. I believe it's at the Historical Society. It's a portrait project. No, it's going to be on display from 1 to 4 tomorrow in the Kairos Auditorium at Gloucester City Hall. So that also is, excuse me, in conjunction with the Committee of the Arts. And then finally, there is an indoor event tomorrow, as you mentioned, Bill, not so much with the outdoor activities. But it's an energy fair that's taking place. It will be at Gloucester High School. It will be in the field house, and there are speakers from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There'll be some live music, and there are many, many vendors there, including people, you know, to talk about electricity and clean air and solar and all that kind of stuff. So that's all on display tomorrow morning starting at 10 a.m. at Gloucester High School.
Sounds good. I know a couple of things you mentioned, you know, some town stuff. I'm looking in the item. This is from Thursday's daily item. And in the town of Nahant, this is a family that's very well known, and but they're having a fundraiser. I believe it's now tomorrow, Saturday. But let me just read. I think I can get through this very quickly if I just read a couple of pieces of it in a Bridget Turcott article that she wrote for Thursday's item this past week. The people of Nahant have pulled together a fundraiser event Saturday for lifelong resident Gary Earl Hansen, who suffers from ALS and is in need of a new van. ALS is a progressive neurodegenerative disease that affects nerve cells and brain and spinal cord. It's also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. The fundraiser will be at Kelly Green's at One Willow Road. People and friends in Nahant are organizing the whole thing. Said Wayne Hansen, Earl's father, only a small town like Nahant where you grew up, everyone knows you and you know their children, and would something like this happen. So it's a big town-wide event, fundraiser on Saturday in the town of Nahant. And I did hear this story earlier this summer, the costs of vans, and there's a group of people on the committee that have done a lot of work. They've researched different things, and I guess the van that Earl has is very old, and it's you know, clearly in need of repair and so on. And these vans, there's a lot of different options to buy a van that's handicap, you know, equipped and so on. And so it's not an inexpensive proposition. I guess doable, but it's just something that they're out there trying to do some fundraising. And so a great cause there. And I also noticed in the same edition of the paper that the town of Swampscott, now we've had Thomas Younger on before, the town administrator here on MSO News Sports, and they have a special town meeting to be held on Monday, November 23rd to appropriate funds and tend to certain budget items. The meeting will be held at Swampscott High. Apparently members of the Board of Selectmen, School Committee, and Finance Committee will attend along with other elected town members. And there are 7 budget items to be voted on. And so that's a town meeting in the town of Swampscott, Monday, November 23rd. So I guess it's kind of based off of some financial things. So there we go. And the other thing, too, Rick, is The Price is Right without Bob Barker is coming to the Lynn City Hall Auditorium tonight. And I guess there are still some tickets available, but it's that Steve Krause in that same paper, by the way, had an article on this guy, Todd Newton, who is the Bob Barker, if you will, or Drew Carey as of today, the traveling host of game show The Price is Right, and I guess it's a great time, and it's at Lynn City Hall Auditorium tonight at 8 o'clock. So if you're interested in that, you can check out the ticket situation by going to lynnauditorium.com. Go to their website. They also have a phone number that you can call for tickets, and it's a show at 8 o'clock tonight. So I guess they do give out prizes. It's actually a bit the Lynn Auditorium would be a much bigger audience than they would normally have for a television show. But this is a the article said this guy travels and is out basically 200 days a year with this show. I mean, and again, until a couple of months ago, till you heard about this, who knew this was even happening, something like this? But you know, people take these, whether it be a Broadway type show, a musical, or whatever, they travel. But this is one show. It's very similar to that, I guess. You must have your old crew and travel from city to city. And so here they are in Lynn tonight for a show Friday night.
Cool. Must be fun looking at all the technical stuff too. I know there was some movie shoots around Cape Ann in the past few years, and everybody's gawking. You know, when you go downtown, everybody's gawking at the actors and wants their attention and so on. And I always end up looking at all the gear that's there and all the technical equipment, because it's amazing the stuff that they bring. So I'm sure the TV shows do the same thing. I'm sure it'll be a spectacle over there at the Lynn Auditorium tonight.
Right. It's, you know, it's based off of the TV show The Price is Right, but it's a show that like if you had Kenny Rogers or Dolly Parton or some other entertainer, Boss Skaggs, coming in to do a show at a venue. It'd be that kind of an arrangement. But you're right about the movie sets, because I know they've had them up in Swampscott and Marblehead over the last few years, and in Lynn as well. And this summer, The Rock was in Lynn with some other stars. And so there, yeah, it's quite a lot of equipment, so to speak. And I guess you really—I've never even gotten close to that stuff. But you're right; it is quite a production, and the stuff that they do just for a movie shoot or for a scene shoot, if you will. But whatever. So that's going on.
I love it. Yeah, I love looking at the Shillin Lou up in Rockport and someplace else I went recently. But just to look at all the computers and all the the wiring and the lights, it's tremendous to see how they pull these things off. A lot of fun, in addition to the actual production itself, whatever it might be.
Now, are you amazed when you look at how this show gets on the air, Rick? This one right here, North Shore Today. Are you amazed at the equipment and the sophistication that has to happen for this show every single day to get on?
I think it's absolutely remarkable. And, you know, I know you're saying that in jest, and it is funny to a degree. But when you think about what we can do, the capabilities we have, and by the way, I want people to spread the word about this program, North Shore Today, and about all the stuff we have on the website. Scott Cooper, Bill, did some videos yesterday on tournament action with Marblehead and Swampscott girls teams, and they're just great. You got to see these kids, the enthusiasm, the great job that they do, how articulate these kids are, and the fact that we can have this stuff up there. You know, back when we were at WESX, I mean, we had a very expensive recording studio and stereo, and I remember the wiring and the people working on that and so on, and getting time to get into the studio to do a production. And what we can do has better sound quality than that did, and it doesn't cost a fraction of that. So the technology, to me, yeah, I'm blown away by it, to tell you the truth. It's just amazing. Not only the audio quality, but also the video, and the fact that you can punch your stuff up anytime and see it on your phone, on your iPad, whatever, wherever you are in the world. And to me, it's remarkable. So, I am amazed at this production.
No, I knew, yeah. You know, when I put that out there, I figured you're going to go this way. No, I get you. Yeah, and I hear you. You're right. And that does bring us to, we do talk about this in our program, is our email. So our email is msonewsports@gmail.com. And if you email us with any ideas or suggestions, then we can act upon them and very simply create a post out of it. It could be an interview with someone, a feature, a video, a program idea, and so on. So we have, there's so many things that we can do, and I think that we offer that are slightly different than what the newspapers are doing, and that's fine. We're not competing against the newspapers. Something different than what the other folks are doing, local cable television and so on, because we're on demand, we're easy to access, so much easier to access than some things. You know, Rick, I was watching the video that you did with Bruce Tarr the other day, election night, right? And mm-hmm. I thought, what a, when you took the video, when you guys took the video and just scanned the hall that you were in there, and all the people working on the elections and the old tote board or whatever, that was, you know, you talk about a picture being worth 1,000 words or something like that. That was. I mean, I think that if folks looked at that video and had ever been through City Hall in Gloucester on an election night, they would say, "Oh yeah, yeah, I get that." You know what I mean? It's still there. You know what I mean? It's just, yeah. and it's different to walk into that room when it's if it's empty than when it's you know, kind of what facilitized with all the election stuff that they do on election night. So it was a great little. It was just a 5 or 10 second pan around the room, and that was it. But yet, I think it told a lot of, or probably brought a lot of memories back. If anybody, you know, had been down there ever on an election night, you know, so there's, you know, that's not everybody in Gloucester has ever been down there on election night, but those that have, that I think it brought back a lot of memories to them.
Well, I think media does that in general, and we can do it with sights and sounds and so on. I just remember, I will be talking with Jim Calquette. He's the Gloucester Harbor Master next week. Jim had to work on emergency stuff this week, and I wasn't able to meet with him. But I want to, when I do talk with him, there was an old television show. When I was a kid, we had moved away. My dad was in the Army, and we were originally from Gloucester. And there was an old television show called Harbor Master, and it was with Barry Sullivan, who played the Gloucester Harbor Master. And they had these stock scenes from the harbor. And when you're living in North Carolina or Georgia or Texas or Germany and you see this, it does. It instantly brings you right back home, even though you're 5, 6, 7,000 miles away. And media can do that, of course. And of course, you know, it's just everywhere. It's worldwide. We've shrunk in the world now to this instantaneous view where you can punch up anything. So it's fun to be a part of that, and it is very exciting. And to be able to get this stuff out there, Bill, in such good quality, to me is amazing. So, you know, I hope that people do spread the word and contribute. We can cover just about anything, anywhere on the North Shore.
All right. So just let's push to our sports just quickly for a moment. Rick, our game that we're doing tonight with the live streaming video will be Everett at Peabody, a Division I game. And so Peabody has really turned it on in the past several weeks. They're now 5-3 overall. And they had the solid win last week against a very good Malden team, a Malden team that the week prior to that had defeated Everett High School for the first time in over 20 years. But Everett knocked off St. John's Prep. They're rolling into Peabody tonight, so that should be an interesting game. But, Rick, I want you to comment maybe on the Gloucester-Marblehead game, because you got both teams now. Actually, I think both at 7-1, Gloucester and Marblehead.
Well, before I do that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to mention one statistic. It just jumps off the page. It's Doug Santos, who has 202 carries, 1,532 yards, 15 touchdowns in 8 games, and that means he's carrying the ball more than 25 times a game. And so Santos is the man, but obviously he's backed up with a tremendous team, going up against a tremendous team. So this should be the proverbial heavyweight championship fight tonight between two excellent programs, Everett and Peabody. But yeah.
Hold on, Rick. Let me follow up on that just for a minute, because one of the things that Peabody did, one of the adjustments that they did this year was their offensive line. So they actually have just made some changes in the last week or two on the offensive line, and I think that has led to some of the consistency of Doug Santos, because there were games, even last year, we were over at Peabody to watch Winthrop come in, and they shut Doug Santos down. Coach Driscoll, whatever the game plan he had, shut down Doug Santos. But this Peabody team this year with that offensive line, I think those numbers are a little more consistent. He has these big games with 250 yards and so on, but I think I'm going to go out on the limb here and say that offensive line is going to be doing a job for Santos tonight. So he is going to be, you know, they will not be able to shut him down like they might be able to do, or some teams had done. Very infrequently, though. I mean, I think there's only like one or two teams at all in the last few years that kind of really put the damper on Doug Santos. And with those numbers, that would, you know, speak to that. So I just wanted to share that with you. I think that's the kind of the optimism here for Peabody heading into this game. And how big would that be for them to get into a third round playoff game after starting the season at 1-3?
Yep.
All right, now to Marblehead. Yeah.
All right. Well, the two Northeastern Conference Championship teams, North and South, are facing each other tonight. The small versus the large, if you will. And one of the things that interests me is the fact that over the years, Gloucester High School was a much bigger high school in terms of numbers, in terms of people, you know, the number of kids in the school than Marblehead was, and that's been reversed now. Marblehead's the bigger school, Gloucester's the smaller. And also of interest is the fact that Marblehead has won, I believe, four straight games against Gloucester. And the Fishermen have not faced a passing team like they're going to be facing tonight against Marblehead. They haven't faced that this year, so it will be interesting. And, of course, Garrett Keogh leading, you know, the Northeastern Conference in passing with 19 touchdown passes, and he's got 1,500 yards in the air as well. On the other hand, Gloucester much improved. They have gotten better as the year's gone along. Beverly gave Marblehead all it could handle before Marblehead won in the last seconds, and so we'll see. I mean, this is a matchup of but the other thing about Marblehead, they not only pass, but they can also run. I mean, they're a very balanced team, and you know that Coach Rudloff is just one of the best in the entire solar system. So it's going to be a great game tonight. No, you know, there's no doubt in my mind, and it'll just be to me. I think it may come down to the proverbial team makes the fewest mistakes.
Yeah, should be a great game, and yes, a contrast of styles for sure in that game at Marblehead. And just worth pointing out to people again here, Rick, that if they look at our broadcast schedule and say, how come you don't have the Marblehead Gloucester game on? Well, we can't have it on because physically there's no place for us to do a game from. And again, that's no knock against Marblehead, but they have the story is they have three or four windows to broadcast out of in the building over Piper Field, and those are already taken up with you know, school people and so on. So there's just no place to do a game from, which is unfortunate in the long run. But that's the fact of it, that we just can't do that game. That would be a natural for us to do, as well as the Peabody Everett game, because we usually do two games on a Friday night. But just
those windows are on a stairway in the gym. It's not a press box or booth.
No,
they're
really
on a stairway, and so the windows are just kind of up high in a stairway, like on a second or third floor of the gym. And there's no place for a table. There's no place for you to sit or stand. It's just physically impossible. And that's no, as you say, no knock on Marblehead. Athletic Director Mark Tarmey would love to have us there, as I'm sure Coach Rudloff would. And you know, we've talked about it before, but we just can't do it.
Right. So I just wanted to pass that on to the folks that that's the situation. I hope they maybe, I don't know whether they can or not. I mean, but if you look at that field, I don't know why you couldn't someday build something across the way so you could get some other coverage, on the other side of the building, just like Peabody did, basically. We used to, years ago, do the buildings. We'd go up in a classroom in Peabody High School years ago before they built the new field and the new stands on the far side of the field. But obviously, with the way it is today, is a far better situation in Peabody. So we're good to go there. Let me think what else. Other games tonight, you have Danvers playing at Tewksbury. That game will be Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock at Colley Stadium in Lowell. And the other game tonight finds St. Mary's playing at Bishop Fenwick in a tournament game. What's that, D5, I believe it is. And now, you know, again, Rick, you correctly pointed out that, yeah, you got the winners of the NEC North and the NEC South playing in Marblehead tonight, which is great for the playoffs. But again, if you look at this whole playoff picture, then you got all these other teams playing quote-unquote meaningless games, and some of them have been playing meaningless. This is the third week they played meaningless games. And maybe, so just it kind of you got to look at the high school football field in its totality, I think, because it's but yes, Gloucester and Marblehead, yeah, they have a big game tonight. Peabody, big game tonight. And it's something that, you know, obviously we want to be there, want to be a part of it. But I do feel for some of these other teams that, you know, are playing these so-called meaningless games. Having said that, they have made some adjustments this year, where these games are more localized, such as now Saugus is playing at Swampscott this weekend. Salem's going down to Lynn English tonight to play, and so on. Beverly is playing at Revere tonight, so that's kind of a league game, and so on. Just to point a few things out. And you actually do have an interesting game. I think the Linfield-Pentucket game, because you got two teams that were eliminated from the Cape Ann League, but they're two teams with very good records this year, Linfield and Pentucket. Linfield 6-2 and Pentucket 7-1. But again, kind of a meaningless game, but yet kind of an attractive game as well on the schedule. So that's my comment and observation and a listing of a handful of the games. But some big ones, St. Mary's at Fenwick, and we got the Everett Peabody game and Marblehead Gloucester, just to name a few, this week. And good luck to Danvers as they play on Saturday afternoon at 4 against Tewksbury and Lowell. Anything else, Richard?
Nope, that's it for me.
Okay. And again, we've had a number of posts this week on the other tournaments, the soccers, the field hockeys, and volleyballs, and so on. And we hope that we can continue to provide information over the next several days on that as those tournaments continue to heat up and teams win, advance, move on, or are eliminated. So anyway, best of luck to everyone there, and thanks so much for being with us. It's Friday. The weekend is just about here. And again, we've got the Peabody Everett game Friday night at 7, and Josh Arnold's trending now live at 10, and then, of course, on demand throughout the day after that here on MSONewsSports.com. So with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for being with us on North Shore Today.